今天早上非常高兴有我们老朋友Dick Eastman 来到我们中间。
We are so thankful to God this morning. We have our old friends and Pastor Dick Eastman to be here with us.
我们昨前两天在想到的时候，第一次他来到我们教会是1998年10月。
And the first time when he came to our church in 1998 October.
所以刚刚好25周年这个时
刻。Yeah, 25 years, 25th anniversary.
感谢神，让我们真的这些年跟万国主教报道团成为很好的福音伙伴。
Thank the Lord, we've become very good gospel partner with Every Home for Christ.
Dick Eastman 也成为我们非常好的属灵的前辈来帮助我们。
So he become a very good spiritual elder to help us in our church.
他今年已经正式从万国主教报道团退休了。
So he has retired officially from Every Home for Christ.
但是也不能说退休。
You cannot say that he's retired.
因为他有新的职务。
But he has a new assignment.
他从 CEO 变成 CPO。
And now from CEO to CPO,
the Chief Prayer Officer.
Yeah, 就是祷告的总干事。
我们真的是感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
的确，他就是一个祷告的人。
In fact, he is a man of prayer.
也是借着祷告，我们看见神的能力在全世界各地彰显出来。
And through prayer, God's power has been manifested throughout the world.
我们今天非常高兴他能够再一次来到我们中间。
We are so happy that he can be here with us.
也欢迎他的师母弟也来到我们中间。
Also welcome his wife Dee to us. Welcome, welcome.
好，现在我们欢迎 Dick.
Let's welcome Pastor Dick.
Well, good morning.
大家早。
It's afternoon.
Yeah, it's afternoon. 已经下午了，午安。
It's a joy to be with you again.
非常喜乐再次跟大家在一起。
And as Pastor was sharing about 25 years ago, that's a quarter of a century.
林牧师讲说，就是25年前，大概四分之一的世纪。
And we have had the joy of watching the growth. Of River of Life all over the world.
我们非常喜乐看见生命河在全世界各地的扩张。
And to be able to partner together in many parts of the world.
在世界很多的地方，我们可以一起合作。
So it's been a great, great joy for my wife and me and all of our ministry.
有非常大的喜乐，我和我太太能够跟大家在一起。
And I give a very brief report about what God is doing in the ministry.
非常简单的告诉大家，神在事工上所做的工作。
Past year, we have seen over 180 million gospel presentations all over the world.
过去一年，我们超过1.8亿的人能够接触到福音。
104 million of those have been in homes.
超过1亿的人，他们都在家庭里面得到福音。
God has blessed us with over 16 million.Responses and decision cards just this past year.
就过去一年，神给我们有1600万的人回应我们的福音卡。
And when I was praying about what I would share this morning, the Lord put something on my heart that I realized I've rarely shared before.
当我在祷告的时候，今天我早上要我分享什么的时候，我就分享一段我很少分享的一些信息。
And so I title this message.The final ingredient in the formula of faith.
So, 今天信息的主题是信仰方程式的最后要素。
Now, I do not like to speak about spiritual qualities or disciplines using the word formula.
我不想用这个方程式来形容基督徒的生命或者属灵的生命。
Because it somehow suggests that if you do exactly these things, then everything is going to happen.
这样会让大家觉得说，如果你做这些事情的话呢，所有的事情都会发生。
But this is the only way that I can describe what the Lord has shown me related to this subject of faith.
但是这是唯一神给我的这样的一个信息的主题，让我能够来解释这个信心。
This incredible building would not even be here without that final ingredient.
非常宏伟的建筑物在这里，如果我们没有信心的话，我们不会今天在这里。
And all of these leaders that are joining us, and what a wonderful, wonderful experience that was this morning. They wouldn't be here without that final ingredient.
所以这些万国的领袖们今天能够聚集在这里，如果他们没有这个最后的这样的一个要素的话，今天早上也不会在这里。
But I want to begin by just defining from Scripture what faith is.
我想从圣经的经文里面来定义到底什么是信心。
Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, God provides us a very specific definition.
希伯来书第十一章神给我们非常具体的信心的定义。
And in chapter 11, verse 1, he says, Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for.
信心就是我们所望之事的实底，就是讲到确认凡器。
Being the proof of things we do not see,
是我们未见之事的确据。
And the conviction of the reality,
乃是信心如同事实一样的存在。
Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses.
虽然是我们的感官所未曾遇见的。
And so that's the definition.
这乃是信心的定义。
I like the title deed.
我非常喜欢这个凡契。
If you owned property, for example, in some distant place,
如果你有在很远的地方有这样的一个房地产。
And you had the title deed.
你有这样的凡契的话。
You can't see that property.
你虽然看不见那个这个地方
，but we would know it's yours.
但是你有这个房契，知道这个房子是你的。
Now some people in conversations over the years they said to me, "You can't prove God."
有些人在谈话当中告诉我说，你不能够证明神的存在。
And I say, "Yes, I can."
我说是的，我可以。
And they say, "How?"
他说怎么样呢
？And I say, "Because of faith."
我说因为信心。
I simply, it sounds arrogant, but I simply know there's a God.
听起来有点高傲，但是我说我真的是知道有神的存在。
Now then in Hebrews 11 verse 6,
然后在希伯来书第十一章第六节告诉我们
it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
他说人非有信就不能够讨神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now I want to share something that I learned or heard quite a number of years ago.
我要跟大家分享几年前我所学习或者所听到的。
This was told to me by a friend.
一个朋友如此的告诉我。
A pastor.
一个牧师。
Who had attended a church growth conference.
他参加一个教会增长的一个特会。
In a very prominent church.
是一个非常好的一个教会。
And there were many leaders came across America and even from around the world.
在北美全世界各地的领袖都聚集在一起。
And one researcher presented a study about the 100 fastest growing churches in America. And as they were describing all these different churches and what they did, they were very different from what kind of strategy they had. And I remember one of the pastors was quite famous then.
有一个非常著名的一个牧师，他说
Robert Schuller had built this crystal cathedral.
亚罗伯逊他有一个这个水晶式的一个建筑物。
But his church had become had begun like at a drive-in theater.
他的教会好像你能够开车在那里聚会的。
We don't see many of these anywhere nowadays.
现在你可能看不到这些教会。
But you can drive into your car and there'd be a great big screen.
你可以开车进去，然后车停在那里，可以看到很大的荧幕。
And you'd have a speaker right beside your window.
在你的窗口旁边有一个喇叭。
And you didn't go into a theater or an auditorium.
你不需要进到会堂里面或者进到教堂里面。
And Robert Schuller began by preaching on top of this little house.
然后 Robert Schuller 就在这个房子的这个上面来讲道。
Where people could buy concessions and things, popcorn and
他们也可以买一些饮料啊，或者是
take it to their cars.
带到他们的车里。
And that was just totally different.
这是完全不一样的策略。
And then another church that had remarkable growth.
然后另外一个教会也是非常大的一个增长。
Happened because the pastor got a vision for taking buses and bringing children to church.
这个牧师有这样的意向，能够开这个巴士车，把孩子接到教会来。
By the hundreds and hundreds.
成百的孩子到教会来。
And found that sometimes the parents would follow.
然后有时候父母亲也跟着一起来。
And the church grew remarkably.
然后教会就非常大的增长。
Then another church, pastored by Jack Hayford,
另外一个杰黑佛牧师的教会
grew primarily because of the spirit of worship.
他们增长主要的是因为他们有一个敬拜的一个灵在当
中。And it was remarkable growth.
非常大的一个增长。
And when they studied this research, every single one of these,
他们在来研读这些每一个教会的成长的策略。
They were all different.
他们都不一样。
But they had one single thing in common.
他们有共同的一个点。
Just one.
只有一点。
And it's the final ingredient in the formula of faith.
就是在最后的这个元素，
就是信心。But I'm not going to tell you what it is until the end.
直到最后。
First, I want to share with you five biblical faith-building ingredients.
首先跟大家分享五个建立信心的要素。
And they're really spiritual directives.
真的是一个圣灵的指示。
And I'm going to try to cover these very quickly.
来很快的跟大家讲一讲。
As simple seeds planted in your heart.
一个种子栽种在你心中。
That these are faith builder.
这些都是建立信心的。
Or faith-building exercises.
乃是建立信心的操练。
And so directive number one.
第一个指引。
Is read God's word every day.
每日读神的话语。
Read God's word every day. Why?
每天读神的话语，为什么？
Because Romans 10:17 says this.
因为在罗马书第十章十七节告诉我们。
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
And then look at 2 Timothy
3:16. 第三章第十六节。
This is from the Message Bible.
这个另外的翻译本。
Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another.
每一个圣经里面的话都是神所应许默示的。
For showing us truth,
告诉我们真理。
Exposing our rebellion,
将我们的不正
确的事情。Correcting our mistakes,
教导我们。
Training us to live God's way,
好让我们能够学习走神的道路。
And through the Word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us.
好让透过神的话，我们能够预备行各样的善事。
We're missing something if we're missing the word.
如果我们没有读神的话的话，我们就缺少了什么东西。
And I learned a couple of years ago something interesting.
很多年前，我学了一个非常有趣的事情。
George Barna, a famous researcher,
George Barna 一个非常著名的一个研究
学者。In taking surveys,
他做一些调查。
Discovered that only 12% of practicing Christians read their Bibles every day.
他发现了说，只有12%的基督徒他每天读圣经。
And if that's the case, that's little wonder why sometimes the church isn't advancing in some places.
如果是真的话，我们看到为什么有些教会一直不增长。
I encourage you.
我鼓励你。
Set aside time to be in the Word of God.
每天分别一段时间在神的话语里面。
Every day.
每一天。
Now directive two.
然后第二个指引。
Maintain regular Christian fellowship.
能够保持基督徒的聚会。经常聚会。
Look at Hebrews chapter 10.
在希伯来书第十章
24 and 25.
24节、25节告诉我们。
Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works.
要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us not neglect our meeting together.
好的，不要停止聚会。
As some people do.
好像那些停止习惯的人。
But encourage one another.
我们要彼此的鼓励。
Now I'll tell you a little secret.
我告诉你一点的秘密。
You're extra blessed.When you're here together,
你特别蒙福，当你聚集在这个地方。
Now you can watch it streaming.
你可以看这个直播。
And sit and drink a cup of coffee.
可以一边喝咖啡。
And I heard a testimony of a lady.
我听过一个妇女的见证。
On TV that was telling her.
在电视她说。
I enjoy sitting listening to pastor's sermons.
我坐在那非常享受牧师的信息。
And drinking a glass of wine.
就一边在喝酒。
Which she couldn't do in church.
在教会里她不能够做。
But I share this because we need one another.
我们需要彼此。
There's something you received by being here.
在这里我们可以彼此领受一些东西。
And it builds your faith.
可以建造你的信心。
And we need that.
我们需要这些。
Now I'll share directive three quickly.
然后第三个指引。
Because it's been something very special in my life.
这是我生命中非常宝贵的。
And there are many simple ways to do this.
其实很多很方便的方法来工作。
But journal God's blessings.
能够记录神所有的祝福。
In Psalm 102:18.
诗篇102:18节说。
In the Message Bible.
另外一个翻译本。
Write all this down for the next generation.
为下一代记录下这一切的事情。
So people not yet born will praise God.
好让他们还没有出生的人能够赞美耶和华。
Look with me a moment at Revelation 12.
我们看启示录第十二章第十节。
It talks about overcoming Satan.
能够讲到我们如何胜过魔鬼。
And who's literally dethroned from heaven.
他从天上被赶下来。
That great accuser of the brethren.
那些控告弟兄的。
And you remember that the saints overcame him, the accuser.
然后那个圣徒们胜过魔鬼撒旦的是什么呢？两件事情。
The blood of the lamb.
就是羔羊的血。
And by the word of their testimony.
而他们自己所见证的道。
Now that.Could be someone. Some could say that probably was reference to the scriptures, that the word of God that came through them.
有些人说可能透过神的话引导他们。
But I think it means even more.
我相信这比这个更多。
Like all of these blessed brothers and sisters from different places have testimonies.
然后这些从外国来的牧者，他们有见证。
Of God's faithfulness.
乃是讲到神的信实。
And that builds faith.
然后这建造我们的信心。
And so I just celebrated 44 years of writing a journal every day.
我其实已经写日记有超过44年了。
And before I came, I was kind of adding it up and multiplying. That's over 16,000 entries.
一共有超过16,000个记录。
And I have them in my prayer room at home.
在我的家的祷告室里面。
In binders.
有很多的这个记录本。
Sometimes when I get discouraged,
有时候当我感觉到被灰心的时候
，I'll reach up,
我就
pull one off the shelf at random.
其中一个随便拿一抽出来
open it up,
但我打开来
it might be March 10th, 1987,
可能是1987年3月10号
and every time,
但每一次
when I start to read,
当我开始来读的时候
within 5 or 10 minutes,
大概5分钟10分钟以后
the tears,
我眼泪就流下来
and I remember what God did,
我记得神所做的
how he took us through this, or he took us through that,
我们经过这个经过那个
And how amazing things he did! And that builds your faith.
So
even if you did it once a week and just reflected back of the past week, when you go back and look, you'll be encouraged of how God has blessed you. And then directive four.
然后第四个指引
Spend time daily in prayer.
每天花时间祷告
Now we use the expression that's a no-brainer.But it's also something a lot of believers don't do every day.
但是乃是很多基督徒不是每天所做的事情。
Look at Matthew 17.
马太福音第十七章
20 and 21.
二十到二十一节。
Assuredly, I say to you.
实实在在我告诉你。
If you have faith as a mustard seed,
你们如果信心有像芥菜籽那么小
you will say to this mountain,
你对这座山说。
Move from here to there.
你从这边到那边
and it will move.
它也必挪去
and nothing will be impossible for you.
并且你们没有一件不能做的事了
However,
然而
this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting.
这一类的鬼并不若不就了祷告禁食，它就不出来
The context of this is where the disciples were trying to cast out a demon, and it didn't work.
这个上下文告诉我们说，门徒们想把鬼赶出去，但是却赶不出去
And so Jesus was telling them.
那耶稣告诉他们。
Even enough faith that would be like the seed of a mustard seed.
如果你有信心像芥菜籽那么小的话
can bring miracles.
可以带来神迹
But how does that happen?
这怎么会发生呢
It happens through your prayers.
那是透过你的祷告
And even through fasting.
然后透过禁食
So spend time in prayer daily.
所以每天花时间祷告
And then finally,
然后最后第五
I really felt strongly when I prayed about these.
当我来祷告的时候，我觉得这事情非常的重要。
Sow your tithes and offerings faithfully.
然后忠心的遵守十亿并奉献来撒种。
Now that literally builds faith.
这真的是直接可以建立你的信心。
And Malachi 3:10 says.
在马拉基书第三章第十节说。
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse.
将你所当纳的十分之一带入我的仓库。
So there will be enough food in my temple.
使我家有粮。
If you do, says the Lord.
主说，如果你如此做的话。
I will open the windows of heaven for you.
我为你敞开天上的窗户。
I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in.
我将倾覆于你，甚至无处可容。
Try it.
试试看。
Put me to the test.
试试我。
Many years ago,
很多年前
just before I was going to Bible school,
当我还没有去圣经学校的时候
I was greatly touched by our pastor.
我就被我们的牧师深深的感动。
Pastor Doug Ramsey was his name.
Pastor Doug Ramsey 是他的名字。
And he had told my dad some things because my dad was a deacon and the treasurer in the church.
他告诉我的父亲，我父亲是教会的执事，也是管财务的。
About the incredible ways God had blessed his life.
然后讲到神如何非常奇妙似的来祝福他的生命。
Now he wasn't into what you call the prosperity gospel.
他并不是讲那些要有蒙福的这个神学。
But he was blessed all the time.
但是他总是领受神很多的祝福。
People would say, "I want to buy you a suit."
有人说，我买一个西装给你。
Take him to the tailor.
把你带到这个
People would give him a car.
给他一部车子。
And my dad told him, told me,
我的父亲告诉我
about the house he had built by the river.
他在河旁边盖了一个房子
where the most beautiful houses were in the town I grew up.
可以说在我住的市镇里面最漂亮的房子
And how Pastor Ramsey was driving down by the river.
然后 Pastor Ramsey 就开车经过这个河
And amongst all these houses, he saw a beautiful lot.
看到这个房屋当中有一个非常漂亮的一个地皮
But he had seen it several times.
他看了很多次。
And he wondered why there was nothing built out.
他就提纳闷说为什么没有房子盖在这个地上呢
He told my dad.
他告诉我父亲。
He drove by it one day, and the Lord called impressed him to stop.
他开着经过的时候，神放在了心中一个印象。
And he said, I honestly felt the Lord speak to me.
我说我真的感觉到神对我说话。
To ask him for that lot.
要他把这块地给我。
Because he had a part-time contractor.
因为他有一个
himself,
部分时间他是做建筑的
and he thought, well, if I had that lot, I could build that lot.
如果我有这块地皮的话，我可以在那里盖房子。
But he thought that would cost way too much money, but he didn't know why it was empty.
他说这个会要很多的钱，但是为什么空在那里呢？
And the Lord impressed him.
然后主就感动他
to go out stand in the lot.
站在那个土地上
and pray to him and ask him for it.
为他祷告了，求神给他。
Well, he did it.
他就如此做了。
And he went out the lot.
他就到那个地。
And it was a lot of grass had grown high.
那时候那个杂草长得很高。
And after he finished praying,
当他祷告完毕以后
，he was walking back to his car.
他走回到他的车去。
And he tripped over something.
他忽然间脚就碰到一个
东西。And when he picked it up,
当他拿起来的时候
，it was a for sale sign.
那一个是卖房子的一个标志。
But he could barely read the phone number.
他根本看不到这个上面的广告电话。
From some place about 90 minutes away.
大概九十分钟离开他所住的地方。
And he thought, well.I'll call him and see if this is still for sale.
我打电话给他看看这个地是否还要卖。
And when he called the man,
当他打电话给那个人的时候
，it was an old man.
是一个非常年老的一个人。
And clearly eccentric.
可以说是非常自我中心的一个人。
And he said, "Well, I found this for sale sign."
我看到这个要卖这个地的这个广告。
And I wondered if it was for still for sale.
我想知道是否还要再卖这块地。
Oh, and the old man said, well yes.
对老人说是啊。
And he was, the old man was really shocked.
那个老人非常惊讶。
He had never gone to see that land.
因为他从来没有去看过这块地。
Apparently.
可能是。
And he wondered why no one over the years had never even called.
他纳闷说这么多年为什么没有人打电话给他。
But the sign had fallen down.
因为这个广告牌掉下来
了。And so the pastor Doug said,Well, how much do you want for it?
老庞德在问他说，到底这块地要卖多少呢？
And the old man said, How much will you give me?
那老人要说，你要给我多少钱呢？
And he said, My dad's telling me this story. He said,
爸爸告诉我这个故事。
I told him the most ridiculous low number.
我就告诉他一个非常可笑的数字。
That I was even embarrassed to tell him the number.
我非常不好意思告诉他这个数字。
And the old man said, Sold.
然后在老人家说卖了。
And then he got well.
得到这块地。
Before going to Bible school,
但我还没进到神学院去的时候
I had a conversation with Pastor Doug.
我跟大牧师有这样的一个交谈
And I said, Pastor, why is it that some people seem so blessed?
我说牧师啊，为什么有些人好像特别的蒙福
And others love Jesus.
那有些人爱耶稣
And they have a struggle.
他们有很多的挣扎
Is there any secret to this?
到底有什么秘诀吗？
And he said, "I can only tell you my story."
我只能够告诉你我的故事。
And it was amazing. It was amazing.
是非常的奇妙。
He told me that when he was 19,
他告诉我说，当我十九岁的时候
，going into Bible school,
准备要去圣经学校。
That he had a desire.
他有一个愿望。
A craving.
有一个心中很渴望的。
To someday.
的有一天。
Have a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
有个 Harley Davidson 的摩托车。
So he knew that if he worked all summer in the cornfield,
他知道如果他在这个玉米田里面整个暑假工作的话
，16 hours a day,
一天做16个小时
，he could make enough money to get him a Harley.
他可以赚够钱可以买这个 Harley Davidson.
And it literally happened.
他真的是做到了。
Just the weekend before he was to go to Bible school for another year,
在还没有去圣经学校的前一个周末。
He bought a Harley.
他就买了这个哈利。
And he was so proud.
他非常骄傲。
That he got it on a Saturday.
礼拜六还得到这个哈利。
And he couldn't wait for Sunday to drive it to the church he attended.
非常迫不及待的礼拜天可以开着摩托车到教会去。
And he parked the Harley right by the stairs going up to the door.
就在教会楼梯旁边。
And then and he came early.
很早就到了。
And he just stood by the Harley so everybody could see it.
他就站在那个哈利摩托车旁边，每个人看到他的摩托车。
And say, boy, that's a beautiful bike.
哇，这个非常漂亮摩托车。
And he'd say, yeah, I know.
是啊，我知道啊。
And then he went into church.
他就进到教会里面。
And there was a little surprise.
他非常奇怪。
Because it had happened quickly that week.
那个礼拜发生很快。
That a missionary came by.
有个宣教士来了。
And it was unannounced the week before.
可以说之前没有报告的。
And the missionary was from Africa.
那个从非洲来的宣教士。
And he shared a powerful message of what God was doing.
分享一个神在那边做的非常伟大的事工。
And in his message, he shared that sometimes they would go back in the bush where they couldn't even take a vehicle.
他说有些人回到他们丛林里面去，他们根本没有任何交通工具。
And the more he spoke,
分享越多。
He shared that and the vehicle that he had was run down, and we didn't know much how much more longer it would last.
他的交通工具呢，起伏要破烂，可能不能够再使用了。
And when the pastor got up after the missionary spoke,
当宣教士讲完以后，牧师走上台前。
He said, "I didn't really plan to do this."
他说并没有计划如此做。
But we want to take a, I want to take an offering for this missionary.
我们现在要做一个奉献
to spread the good news and.To help him in his work.
然后在他的事工上帮助他传讲福音。
Because he needs a new vehicle.
因为他需要一个新的交通工具。
And they want everybody to bow their heads.
大家低头祷告。
And pray.
祷告。
And ask God what they should do.
然后祷告说神你要我做什么。
Well, Doug was actually weeping because of this message for the missionary.
老大那时候一边听这个信息，一边在有流眼泪。
And he said, Lord, I have nothing to do now because I used all my money to buy the Harley.
他说：“主啊，我现在没有任何钱可以奉献了，我已经用钱买这个哈利摩托车。”
So I have nothing to give.
我没有任何钱可以给你了。
And the Lord said,
然后主说
，Yes, you do.
你有啊。
You can give your Harley.
你可以把你的哈利摩托车给他。
So he stood up.
他就站起来。
People thought he was leaving the service early.
大家以为说他提前离开教会。
He went out to the front.
他走到前面来。
And with all his strength,
he
pushed that Harley up the stairs.
好，把他的摩托车推到台前。
And in front of everybody,
在众人面前，把他的哈利推到台前。
And said, "This is all I have."
这是我所有的一切。
But I want you to take it.
我要你拿这个摩托车。
To use it in Africa.
在非洲使用。
And Pastor Doug said, "From that." Time on.
大牧师说，从那天开始
，God has blessed me in ways I could never imagine.
到神祝福我，远远超过我所能够想象的。
And so I've got to tell you the final ingredient.
对不对？必须告诉你最后。
What exactly is the final ingredient?
最后一个要素是什么呢
？The final ingredient in the formula of faith.
信心的要素。
Is a simple four-letter word, and that was the common denominator in all those 100 churches.
可以说这一百间教会里面，
all different strategies.
共同点在哪里呢
？But it was one four-letter word.
英文字母四个字
，R-I-S-K, risk.
就是冒险，敢于冒险。
Risk,
冒险。
When you get to the bottom line, you have to step out.
当你真正要愿意给神的时候，你真正要踏出去。
And I'll read a scripture here in Matthew, Mark 5:34.
在马可福音第五章三十四节说
，This was where the woman of this blood disorder reached out and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus.
这个患血漏的女人，她摸了耶稣基督的这个衣襟。
And this is how the Message Bible it shares that in Mark 5:34, Jesus said to her, "Daughter." You took a risk of faith, and now you're healed and whole. Live well, live blessed, be healed of your plague. You took a risk of faith.
因为英文的版本就是说，耶稣对他说：“女儿，你冒了这个信心的险，因此救了你，你平平安的去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
That's what happened to Doug Ramsey.
这是大牧师他所做的。
He took a risk of faith.
他真的是冒了信心的危险。
And I have a final passage because this really illustrates it.
这最后一个经文能帮助我们理解。
Very familiar.
非常熟悉的经文。
In Acts chapter 3,
在使徒行传第三章。
The infirm man at the gate, beautiful, begging every day.
有在美门里面向人来求周济。
Never walked or taken a step in his life.
他一生从来没有机会能够走的是瘸腿的。
And Peter and John come up for a time of prayer.
然后彼得、约翰到那里去祷告的时候。
And verse 4 says, in fixing his eyes on him, Peter said,
然后第四节告诉我们说，约翰彼得定睛看他，彼得说，
Look at us.
你看我们。
So he, the infirm man,
瘸腿的人，
gave him his attention,
就留意看着他们，
expecting to receive something from them.
指望得着什么。
Then Peter said,
然后彼得说，
Silver and gold, I do not have.
金和银我都没有。
But what I do have, I give you.
我把我所有的给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
奉拿撒勒的耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Now I'll just pause here for a second.
先暂停一下。
That man had never taken a step in his life.
那个瘸腿一生中从来没有走过路。
Think of these very quick moments.
想着非常迅速发生的时间。
Peter says, you rise up and walk.
彼得说你起来行走。
And I think that man is saying, how am I supposed to do that?
然后我想这个人会看到他们说，我应该怎么做呢？
I've never taken a step in my life.
我一生当中从来没有走过路。
Peter did something.
然后彼得做一件事情。
Often we overlook this.
很多时候我们常常忽略了这一点。
We talk about the healing.
我们讲到医治。
We talk about the thousands that came to Christ after that.
讲到一千人来到信耶稣。
But Peter did something.
但彼得做了一件事情。
And it says, and he took him.The infirm man,
彼得拉住那个生来瘸腿的人
by the right hand,
拉住他的右手
and lifted him up,
然后扶他起来
and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now,
然后他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了
Now, think of just moments now. And what
想一想
what is Peter thinking?
彼得在想什么
He has the emotion of the moment.
当时他情绪非常高昂
You rise up and walk.
你起来行走
and the man does nothing.
然后那个人什么都不做。
And it's like, I'm going to help you.
我要帮助你。
And he yanks him up.
然后把他拉起来。
He gets him up to about here.
大概这么高。
And then he says, well, wait a minute.
他说，等一等。
And then he remembers past experiences.
他记得过去的经历。
Like the night he stepped out of the boat and walked on the water.
在船里面出来，在水面上走。
And he got about three steps.
大概走了三步。
He says, wait a minute.
等一等。
I can't do this.
我不能够做这个事情啊。
And he started to sink.
他开始就沉下来了。
Can you imagine? He yanks this guy up and says,
你把这个人拉起来。
Oh God, if I let him go and he falls on his face.
如果把他放手的话，他可能是。
And things don't work out.
真的很糟糕啊。
He took a risk.
他就冒险了。
Now we might not think it that way, but.
我们可能不会如此想。
But he did it.
他真的做了。
And that man went walking and leaping and praising God.
那个人又跳又唱的来赞美我们的神。
And every one of these leaders.
每一个领袖。
Have experienced risk in some ways.
他们已经经历了一些冒险。
What it was it that sent missionaries to the ends of the earth generations ago?
宣教士在。几代前都已经到世界各地去。
Think of the risk.
先讲他们所冒的险。
And for D and me.
对 D 和我。
I remember two experiences.
我们记得两个经历。
Kind of end with.
我要结束。
In a few weeks.
再过几个礼拜。
D and I.
D 跟我。
Will celebrate.
我们要庆祝。
Our 118th wedding anniversary.
108结婚纪念日。
59 years for D,
59 年
对他 59 years for me,
我59年加起来108结婚周年
But when we were getting engaged,
当我们
in Bible school,
订婚的时候在圣经学校
you had to have permission,
你必须要有
of the dean of students,
那个教务主任的允许
and before when we were trying to get it,
我们想要得到他的允许。
The dean of women,
那个教务主任女的。
He called the inter office,
把地叫到办公室。
And told her, don't marry Dick Eastman.
她说你不要嫁给这个 Dick Eastman。
I don't know if she said this, but implied it, he is clearly a loser.
她说她真的是一个失败者，不要嫁给 Dick Eastman。
And she had to make a decision.
然后她必须做一个决定。
I don't know how it happened, but
我不知道怎么发生。
We ended up getting married.
我们结果是结婚。